With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Fly the W670 podcast. This is season two. It's episode number three. We're calling this one the Cubs Con Extravaganza. We hope that you subscribe, like, download our podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all the socials. You can also email the show, flythew670@gmail.com. I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mully and Haw Show, 670 The Score, live 5:30 till 10 a.m. Of course, 670, your radio home for Chicago Cubs baseball. And as always, Crawley is here with me. Crawley, happy Tuesday to you.
I cannot tell you. 3 years, Dustin. Three long years we have waited for the return of CubsCon, and it has risen from the ashes like the phoenix. We are back.
CubsCon is here. I know you are super excited. I am excited as well. I have been to CubsCon multiple times, but in a much smaller day-to-day experience compared to you. So there's no reason for me to tell any of my stories of CubsCon. But Crawley, give everybody kind of a behind-the-scenes look. Tell us how many times you have been, kind of how it has grown over the years, and what people can expect on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at this 3-day CubsCon event.
Yeah, you know, it's this is going to be my 21st CubsCon.
Holy cow.
I go to all 72 hours, and I probably sleep about six of them. So 6 hours total for the weekend. I am absolutely grooving. And then on Sunday, I crash and burn, and I sleep for about 48 hours. It is to me the most glorious time of the year because, you know, a lot of baseball fans, you know, the season ends. Okay, we'll flip on and watch some football, some hockey, you know, some basketball. For me, I sit out the window and just wait for baseball season to start again. And so this is the first major event, right? It goes CubsCon, pitchers, catchers, position players report, spring training, opening day. And it is really a party unlike anything else. If you have not been to CubsCon before, it's going to be overwhelming. Would probably be the best word to describe it. Trust me. I didn't learn everything in one CubsCon. This is years and years of attending CubsCons. And so it's, you just kind of learn like what is your interest? What do you value? Are you really into sitting down and listening to the sessions? Or do you want to get autographs? Or do you just want to kind of walk around and they're going to have the minor league affiliates? They're going to have curated memorabilia that some people have never even seen before. What is your interest? Or do you just want to do a little bit of everything, right? I know some people that just want to they stand in line for autographs all day long. And that's their thing. You know, I know some people that don't move the second they sit down and they're watching the sessions all day long. And so there's a lot of different things depending on what you want to do. You want to get there right around probably, I'd say, 1 or 2 in the afternoon is probably fine. Otherwise, you're just going to be standing in more lines.
This is on Friday. You want to get there 1 or 2 o'clock?
Yeah, 1 or 2 o'clock on Friday. And they're going to do something new this year. It's going to be the red carpet. So they're going to have the players come through the doors of the Sheraton and you'll have a chance to interact with them. I don't know how crazy it's going to be. This is the first time they're doing it. So I have no tips for you on that. But my understanding is you'll be able to get some autographs and who knows. But that's going to be kind of the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to come through on a red carpet. So that's going to be pretty cool. After that, you're going to then see opening ceremonies. Usually Pat Hughes is the master of ceremonies, but I think we're going to see something a little bit different this year. And then after the ceremony happens and occurs, the opening ceremonies, what we're going to then see is you're going to have, it's a hilarious show. It is called Off the Mound with Ryan Dempster, and it is absolutely hilarious. He has a lot of different guests. It's kind of like a Jimmy Kimmel, Johnny Carson kind of thing where the guests come out from the back. He has bits. He has little videos. It's where a lot of viral moments have occurred in the last few Cubs cons. The infamous St. Louis is boring quote from Chris Bryant.
Yeah, that that's happened. Where that was born there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was born there. There was a time where he had Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer play a game where they had to have the other guy translate with a thing in their mouth. And it was just beyond hilarious. And so there's a lot of he had the 2008 Cubs play the 2004 Cubs in Flippy Cup.
Nice.
So it's if you've never been there, it's highly recommended. Now, you wake up on Saturday, and that's when the early birds kind of try to make it. The party people, they kind of are struggling still to get up. But the first thing you're going to have is the return of the Ricketts Family Forum. So that is back after, I want to say, 2-3 year absence. And then it'll come Jed and his crew, and then David Ross and the managers. And then from there, you'll have a lot of different sessions with different players. Okay. On Sunday, they have a clinic, or if you're continuing on Saturday after that, they're going to have Cubs Bingo, the single greatest moments of Cub Convention. I don't want to say you're not a Cub fan, but you haven't experienced Cubs Con if you have not done Cubs Bingo, hosted by our guest, one of our many guests on this show today, Wayne Messmer. It is epic. The prizes are epic. The partying is epic. The banter is epic. It is like nothing you've ever seen before, so you got to go there. Friday and Saturday night, after all the events are done, they're doing something new this year in the Budweiser Chai Bar. It's called Harry Karaoke. So you want to go up there and test your singing skills? Have at it. My understanding is they're going to have some prizes and stuff like that. But that bar's kind of on the main lobby of Cubs Convention. So
will you be singing, Crowley?
I have a repertoire of karaoke songs. I just don't know if I want to get everybody running out there. We'll see how long the line is, but I will try to make it one night and do some singing. So it is, you know, and then Sunday's kind of a chill day. They don't really have programming this Sunday. My understanding is they will have some autographs. And if you are coming with a young person, they have a clinic. And my understanding is the clinic is sold out. So if you have a son or daughter, into baseball or whatever and just wanting to learn, they're going to have Cubs coaches and Cubs players helping the kids out on Sunday. So
very cool.
A lot of cool things. I mean, you know, Dustin, I just could never, you know, just all the things, just thinking about it. But the main thing is this is like a family reunion that happens every year, is that the people there are people that go to CubsCon maybe one time and they're like, I think they try to do too much, or they get frustrated because they're tunnel vision instead of just sampling a little bit of everything. Like if all your goal is to get Ian Happ's autograph, you might walk away disappointed. You might not get that. But if your goal is just to have fun and meet Cub fans that are as passionate as you and you know, it is so much fun. I've made so many friends there. And sometimes those friends, I only see them once a year at Cubs Convention. And you just give each other hugs. And it's you just talk Cubs baseball, man. 72 hours of beer and baseball. Can you ask for anything more than that?
No, you really can. And also, at some point in there on Saturday, Crowley, you and I are going to try to do this podcast live from the Sheraton. So we'll see where that exactly fits into the afternoon affair. Also, a little programming note, you brought up the Ricketts Family Talk. That's the first event on Saturday morning. Tom Ricketts joins Mully and Haw on Friday at 8 a.m. So a little programming note for our podcast crew out there. All right, Crowley, you're really excited. I'm really excited. I know the subscribers of this podcast are excited. This is our Cubs Con extravaganza. Kudos to you for lining all this stuff up. And before we wrap up segment one, we want to take a listen to Crowley's interview with none other than Patrick Wisdom.
Joining me now on the Fly the W podcast, I am here with Cubs third baseman Patrick Wisdom. Patrick, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for having me on. I'm super excited to be on the podcast.
Yeah, you know, it was, we talked before, you and I, about what an amazing year 2022 was for you. And for me, it goes back to spring training, and David Ross is watching you, and he's like, you realize you made the team, right? Tell me what that moment was like to kind of hear that from Rossi himself.
Yeah, you know, I think it was, you know, coming into spring training as my mindset of, you know, I got to make the team. I got to do what I can to, you know, show that I kind of belong, even though I had a good year in 21. You know, I think it's just the position I've always been in spring training, you know, not being a for sure guy on the team. So, you know, I was pressing a little bit. I'm not going to, you know, lie to you. And I think Rossi could kind of sense that. And so I remember it was like during BP and he just kind of like put his arm around me. He's like, you know, you can relax, right? Like you're on the team. There's nothing to worry about. And I'm like, wait, really? Like, I've never heard those words before, you know? And so he's like, yeah, what are you thinking? And so, yeah, emotions kind of came over me. And then I ended up having a good game that day in spring training. So, and then just kind of went on and relaxed and had fun.
Now, you had a great year. You know, you finished first in home runs. You led the team in home runs. You're second in most categories behind Ian Happ, who was an all-star, second in doubles. Second in walks, second in runs batted in. I mean, a great season. When you look back at everything that happened in 2022, what were the positives that you kind of took away from playing that full season with the Cubs?
Yeah, you know, I felt like I was kind of productive, you know, especially behind Ian Happ, who, like you said, was an all-star, Gold Glover. Just to watch him go about his business day in and day out was inspiring for sure. But, you know, guys like Nico, you know, I can go around the whole team and just say how they, you know, they worked. They were in there, you know, day in and day out, you know, just putting their nose to the grindstone and having fun. And so that was inspiring and motivating to me. And I was able to take, you know, a little bit of what they do and implement it in my game and just kind of see how they are so even keel out there, no matter the result. You know, so I was just it was a lot of good things to take away from those guys, you know, and I think just going out there every day. You know, learning that I can play at that level, you know, and most importantly, just being, you know, productive at that level.
Right. And so, you know, I always tell people, it seemed like there were two halves. I mean, you guys were so banged up, especially pitching in the first half, but you know, the second half to me, you know, throwing the Field of Dreams game, throwing all the, you know, it just seemed like a different team. Do you feel like you guys just gelled better, got healthier, all the above?
Yeah, I think, you know, all the above. I think we gelled better. I think it took us a little bit to kind of gel. You know, like you said, the injuries, we had the injury bug. So that was kind of, you know, a dagger, you know, just a lot of moving parts at once. And I think we never really got a chance to kind of gel because, you know, guys going up and down and trading and this and that. It's just, like I said, a lot of moving parts. So I think kind of like what you alluded to, the second half of the season, it was a little bit smoother. We got some guys back, some guys were healthy now. And so we're just able to kind of keep rolling. You know, I think we played really good baseball in the second half. We played a lot of good teams and, you know, we were winning a lot. And so, you know, it was a lot of fun to finish the season in that way.
Now, one thing that surprised me is, you know, I just thought of you as a third baseman, but I saw you playing some first, picking some balls, saw you in the outfield. I mean, I didn't know, I don't want to say like, I didn't think you could do it, but it was like, I was really impressed with your defense at first base.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I take a lot of defense a lot of pride in my defense. You know, and guys, you know, like Greeny and Moda, the staff, they're always open to you know, giving you work. And I'm a worker. I love to go out there and take ground balls, take fly balls. You know, I'll pull Willie Harris out of the clubhouse and like, hey, give me some fly balls. You know, I'm playing left tonight. He's like, boy, you're an athlete. You can go catch the ball. And I'm like, I know, but like, it's just like a feel thing. You want to get out there, get a couple reps. Like, okay, like this is it. See how the wind's playing, you know, talk to Happ, you know, especially if I'm playing the outfield, like, hey, like, you know, you'll see me always looking over at him and he'll shade me one way or the other. And just, you know, just learning from the guys that have a lot of innings, you know, playing at Wrigley. So, but like I said, I take a lot of pride in my defense and I love playing defense. I love getting guys out. So that's fun for me.
Now, you know, like you were talking about, there's a lot of guys that were coming up, coming down, but you know, a lot of young players. Were you able to kind of help them out as far as mentoring a little bit? You know, when you talk about guys like Christopher Morel or Nelson Velasquez, I know we had a lot of pitchers come up as far as, you know, Caleb Killian and Hayden Wesniewski and guys that were just there. Were you able to kind of help ease that transition a little bit?
Yeah, and you know, I knew some of those young guys, like especially Morel, from being at the alt site a couple years, and you know, being able to befriend him in that setting, and then seeing him, you know, excel in the big leagues and playing alongside him, super special, super fun. So, you know, I was able to be kind of that sounding board during those kind of tough times, if you will, or sometimes that I think that they didn't think they were doing too well, and just being that reminder and that voice, you know, on their shoulder, like, hey, you're doing great, like. You know, keep it small, keep it simple. You know, and you're doing great things. You get to play, you know, for Morel, for instance, like center field at Wrigley Field for the Chicago Cubs. Like, that's pretty special. And if you can kind of change your perspective, you'll go out there and you'll shine like you always do. So, you know, being able to just talk with those guys and you know, share some of my experiences being, you know, older in age, not necessarily like big league year service time, but, you know, been around the game a long time. So, you know, I have a lot of experience under my belt.
Now, the one thing you don't have experience with that I'm excited about that we talked about was Cubs convention, man. We're excited. And for me, as an older guy that's been to, like you said, been around, I got a lot of service years as a Cub fan, going to 20-plus Cubs Con, you know, I'm almost more excited to see your guys' reaction to the oldest fan festival in sports. I mean, have you heard anything about it? Do you have anything in your mind? How excited are you to kind of see what's going on here?
I've heard nothing but great things. I've heard it's a great time, not only for us players, but for the fans as well. Like we're able to mingle with a lot of the fans. You know, I think that's so special because it really shows a glimpse of who we are as people, you know, not necessarily just the player out on the field, but, you know, able to show the fans like, hey, we're human beings too. We're players. We're normal guys with families and, you know, we're funny. We're easygoing. So I like that aspect of it too. And you get to know kind of the fans and shed light on that. But, you know, kind of like you said, there's a lot of people that come, you know, for instance, like you've been to 20 plus, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have been to many. And so just to kind of continue that legacy, to see, that legacy grow and to be a part of it is something special. And I'm truly looking forward to it.
Yeah. You know, I remember the Field of Dreams game and watching you guys come out of the corn, but you're there with Hall of Famers, like from the Reds and of course the Cubs with Sandberg and Lee Smith and Billy Williams and Andre Dawson. And so you're going to be on stage with a lot of guys that are just Hall of Famers and Cubs legends. It's got to just, I mean, you got to kind of look around and be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Like when we were in the back of the cornfields, you know, waiting for us to walk out, you know, you just look left and you look right and you're just surrounded. You know, it's real tight back there. So you're kind of almost brushing shoulders with all these guys and you're like, hey, like, how's it going? Like, you know, kind of almost like, you know, shell shocked, if you will, or, you know, just rubbing shoulders with Hall of Famers. And you're like, wow, like this is pretty incredible. And you're at the Field of Dreams game. You're like, man, this atmosphere is just insane. And, you know, like even for the Reds Hall of Famers too, you got Johnny Bench and, you know, other guys that are just incredible. So just to be out there with them and walk through the cornfields and onto the field with them was something I'll never forget. I'll cherish forever.
Yeah, you're walking right past Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. I mean, like I said, yeah, I'm still.
It was an A-list. I mean, it was a Hall of Famers, right? They're all that back there. So I was just in awe. I'm like, wow, this is incredible.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now you got to, you know, I know you've probably recently gotten your itinerary. You're looking at the thing. Are you going to be able to have a little bit of free time to kind of explore yourself a little bit?
I think so. Yeah. I think there's some built in, you know, free time, if you will, or just, you know, an hour here, an hour there of space and time before I got to be at the next event. So I definitely want to like check it out and see all I can see while I'm there.
Yeah, and one thing that is super, and I think CubsCon for you is just a perfect fit, just because I know how you are with the fans, how you treat the fans, and that really is the spirit of Cubs Convention. Is just, you know, being like, you know, when you think about the years, just literally sitting at a table right next to Ernie Banks, like, and just talking and having a conversation. And you've always been just really good with interacting with the fans, so I think you're going to be a hit there, and I think you're really going to enjoy what you see and what's happening there.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's what a huge part of the game that I love. And, you know, I remember being a kid and going to games and, you know, the 5 seconds that the player chatted with me or said, like, what's up, buddy? Like, how you doing? Or, like, what position do you play? Like, I took, like, that made my whole week or my year, you know. So just remembering those times, like, you know, I always thought, like, man, when I get to that point, I always want to, like, give back or just spend, you know, that 5 seconds, that a minute just to make that kid's day or that little girl's day, whatever it may be. You know, or grown men like you know, you just, you could just talk to anybody and, you know, cause I mean, the fans ultimately make the game and, you know, you guys pack the house at Wrigley or even on the road. So, you guys make it so enjoyable to play. So, you know, I want to give back and I want to shed light, like, hey man, like I appreciate you guys and I appreciate all the support year in and year out.
Now, one thing that's cool for fans that do want to kind of interact or see you is you're doing an event at the Lowe's Hotel. So if people aren't aware, the Sheraton is where the Cubs convention is. And the Lowe's is literally like a 3-minute walk from there. And you're going to be doing an event with Homewood Bats, which is a company, Chicago-based company. They make wood bats for both amateurs and professionals. Tell me about your relationship with Homewood Bats.
Yeah. So I met Todd, I think back in 2017, in spring training when I was with the Cardinals, you know, they always come and, you know, they say like, here, try out my bat. Here's a sample. Go take BP with it. Let me know what you think, Paul. And so he gave me one and I used it a lot and I loved it. And so I ordered more and, you know, just kind of that relationship just started rolling and got bigger and got stronger. And so, you know, now that's the only bat I use. And, you know, he's so good and easy to work with. You know, any little spec I want to change, especially being right there in Chicago, it's real fast and he'll bring it to the field and be like, is this what you're talking about? Let me know what you think. And so, but just Todd and his family are just super great people. But yeah, so the event on Saturday, it's going to be super fun. You can meet me in person and I'll sign the game replica bat, the same model that I use. So that's going to be super cool.
Right. And a lot of people are like, oh, what should I bring? What do I get signed? And so here's what you do is if you go to the Lowe's, and I want to say it's at what, 1 o'clock?
It's going to be at 5.
5 o'clock. I'm sorry, 5 p.m. So yes. It's going to be at 5 p.m. and it's going to be at the Lowe's and you go there. And the cool thing about it, it's $150, but that includes a replica game bat, which you are going to sign and people get to get a nice photo with you afterwards. And one additional family member can also attend. So it's like, you get a game replica model of the bat that you would use in a game signed. Yep. And if you got like your son or you got a buddy or somebody, they can come with you and be part of that.
Yeah, no doubt. So yeah, I'll sign it right there in front of you. Like you said, yeah, it's going to be the same model, same bat that I swing in games. So yeah, I'm excited. You know, I'm just excited to meet more fans too. Just another opportunity to mingle and to, meet and greet other fans. So I'm super excited for it. And I hope other people are too.
I think this event is going to be great. I'm definitely going to be there. And what there's also a little bit of a special offer. I'm going to plug it here. If you follow Club 400, which Patrick, I know you've attended a couple events on the rooftop and at Club 400 Lake in the Hills. If you follow Facebook or Instagram Club 400, there's going to be a code on there that will get you 10% off the price of admission, and it will get $10 will go to charity. So that $10 will go to the Club 400 charity, which has been used to do a lot of different great events. Heather's Heroes is a program where we take people who have wishes that would like to go to Wrigley Field. And I know you've met a couple of those recipients that have gotten that. And so it's such a good cause. So, you know,
it really is,
you know, and I would say that, you know, it's the thing about Todd and Homewood Bats is a lot of players use it. And so you never know, maybe there'll be some surprise guests popping in because that's usually what happens at Cubs convention. So I'm just saying if you're a Cub fan and you want to meet Patrick Wisdom, who's totally awesome, and get an autographed bat from the game model that he uses and potentially meet some other players, I'm just saying. I'm just saying it would be an event to attend.
Yeah, me neither. You know, I'm just saying. Who knows? We'll see.
Well, leave Patrick, open-ended. I appreciate your time. I will be running around the convention, but I told you this before we jumped on here. For you guys that are going to be experiencing CubsCon the first time, and when they call your name and you come out on the stage, I can't wait to see your face, to see 10,000 strong cheering your name and just going crazy.
Oh, I know. I'm excited too. Like, you know, like kind of like we said earlier, when I did it at Club 400, just my jaw hit the floor. So I know at CubsCon, you know, I think it's going to be the same thing. And I'm just super excited to see, you know, those fans super excited. And I want my jaw to hit the floor again.
We're going to do it for you. And I'm going to see you this weekend. And after that, I'll see you in Mesa, my friend.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Crawley.
Take care, Patrick.
All right, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.